We formed the club in early 1974, in February. We were fortunate with our founding father, Maurice Phibbs, who was a PE teacher at Wodonga High School. He initiated the club. He was an Englishman and he was a very good paddler. He was a coach for the English Olympic team for slalom. So he came to our local area with a lot of knowledge and enthusiasm for whitewater paddling. He advertised in the Border Morning Mail in late 1973 to form a canoe club. And there was interest, and we had our first meeting in February 1974. We used to meet at people's homes until this building at the Norial Park, our Mittamina Canoe Club home, became from the Albury City Council. We took over the old building and it's been renovated over many years. We accredit a lot of the success in paddling with the nature of the water here on the Murray River. It's quite swirly and boily type water currents, and that support and the power you need to paddle that type of water seems to have given us a competitive edge when we go overseas where the water's not quite so racy. And a great deal of international success.
As a young fellow, what got you into canoeing and what kept you going? What was it that you loved about it?
Particularly paddling in summertime when you'd have summer rains. In 1974 and 75, there was a lot of water in all of the rivers in Australia. There was big rains. And we were fortunate to have Maurice Phibbs leading us and coaching us how to paddle big water safely. And we had good equipment and good support crew, and we all developed our skills. Like, there's bushwalking, there's cross-country skiing, but it's a great way to see the natural environment from the river. Like you see wallabies jumping into the river because you scare them. They float along with you. They've never seen a paddler on the river before. You paddle with black snakes. One paddler had a tiger snake on the local river which went under his canoe and tapped his head on the bottom of the river. On the bottom of the boat, like you're part of nature, so to speak.
Is there one career highlight or racing highlight that stands out to you, or even just a really interesting anecdote?
I did the Murray Marathon in 1982, and the highlight of that was to see the extremely competitive nature of the high-quality paddlers in the K1. There was Tony Zerbst and other paddlers who were fiercely competitive. You know, they'd be paddling in the K1 and they'd be pushing each other's boats in the logs and doing everything. It was sort of swordsmanship on the river. Like, they were going to win that day. And also the starts were so exciting. There was such a mass of boats and a flash of paddles and big wave generated. So the starts were extremely exciting. Just the arduous, just to do a marathon, like you'd be paddling 90 kilometres a day in the first 2 days and 70, like just the distance, like you'd have, no matter how, whatever you did, you'd always get a blister. Everybody got blisters. Everybody got sore behinds, no matter what you wore, no matter what you do. It's just such a test on you, a Murray Marathon, 404 kilometres over 4 or 5 days. But it's just a great way to, like, some people bushwalk, some people cross-country ski, but canoeing, it's just a great way to be part of the local, natural part of the water. And it's normally water you can just scoop up and drink. It's good water, clean water.